So first of all, Chevra, we have to give a special mazel tov to one of our members of our shir, Yoni Frager, who got engaged, Baruch Hashem. He's not here. He's at his L'chaim. Yes, Baruch Hashem, we'll wish him. He got engaged to the Orach Haver, Baruch Hashem. Very exciting for this chasen and kala. No one deserves more simcha than the two of them, Baruch Hashem. So really, hopefully he'll be back at shir tomorrow night, and we'll bring a special brew.
Sponsor the daf
tomorrow. He sponsored the daf tomorrow. Perfect. Great. Incredible. Anonymous for a few weeks, yes. And for his birthday also. His engagement at his birthday. All right, so we'll see. Let's go. We have a lot to do tonight. Baruch Hashem, tonight's daf. We are up to Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. So we'll say on Thursday night, we really had the great zechus to really do the beautiful sugya of Chana. And really, really delve into this Gemara a little bit. Such a beautiful Gemara telling us about not the origins of Tefillah. Because also remember again, as we've seen before, we saw in the beginning of the fourth paragraph, the origins of Tefillah, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Tefillah's connected. Avos take them to me, Tefillah's connected. To me, didn't take, excuse me, but really what we're seeing over here is Chana really teaching us so much, not even about the halachos of Tefillah, but more about the dynamics of Tefillah. So let's pick up Emir Tzashem. Batida, we left off 31b at the two dots. It's about five lines before it gets wide. So Batidor Neder Vatomar, Hashem Tzivakos. So Chana made a neder. Remember, so all of this is when Chana is still in the Mishkan. She's still in the Mishkan and going ahead and davening. Eli finally realized that she's not drunk, right? She's not acting inappropriately. So now she makes a neder. Batidor Neder Vatomar, Hashem Tzivakos. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Miyom Shabarak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Salamo. From the day that Hashem created His world, lo haya adam shekar la kadosh baruch hu tzivakos ad sheba sachana dekar tzivakos. So the word tzivakos literally means legions, myriads. So no one ever, like tzava is an army, so tzivakos. So no one ever called that kadosh baruch hu tzivakos, legions, before Chana. Why did Chana call her tzivakos? So this is beautiful. Amra Chana lefnei kadosh baruch hu ribono shel olam. So Chana said, HaKadosh Baruch, from all of the various legions that you created in your world. First of all, then I will say, Kasha be'inecha shetitin le'benachad, ben'echad. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do everything, and you could do anything. So out of all the incredible things that you could do in this world, is it such a big deal to give me a child? And I will say, you know, think about this just a moment. I think all of us have moments in life when we say a tefillah like this, right? When there's something just I need very badly in this world. And the tefillah always goes the same way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can do anything. In the grand scheme of things, I'm asking you for something so little. So little. I was, you know, you think about it today, how like, you know, obviously like the whole solar eclipse, and it was incredible. Actually, somebody who I know, I'm on a WhatsApp chat, whatever, with a group, and one of the people lives in Rochester. So Rochester apparently had a, I forgot what they call it, like totality? Yeah. Is that what it's called, like totality? Sent a picture, it was incredible. It was dark. It was literally dark in the afternoon. So you think like, incredible. There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Although I think in Rochester, it's dark most of the year. No, I think like it's like Alaska over there. No, so it's incredible. You think about it like Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is just like one little event in the grand scheme of things. So you could do anything. So Chana's like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what am I asking you for? I'm not asking for something difficult. I'm not asking for something. It's just, I will say, you know, sometimes it's affirming because, you know, sometimes we kind of get into these things with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and like afterwards we're like, I don't know, this is so petty. Maybe this is so immature, so theologically infantile. So it's very affirming to see that Chana went through the same thing in life that many of us go through as well. I'm just asking you for something so simple, for something so little. Please give it to me. Mashal l'madav domer. So he gives a mashal. L'melech basar v'adam sha'asa su'uda la'avadav. This could be comparable to a king who was making a su'uda for his servants. Ba ani echad v'amad ala pesach. So a poor person came, stood by the door of the palace. Amar lahem tnuli prusa achas. So the ani said, please give me something to eat. V'lo hishkichu alav. No one paid attention to him. Dachak v'nichnas el ha-melech. Finally, the pauper pushed his way into the king. Amalei, Adoni ha-melech, mikol su'uda sha'asis ha-kasha be'inecha litin leprusa achos. So the king, the pauper comes before the king. He says, king, right, your majesty, I have the whole su'uda over here. You can't give me a piece of meat. You can't give me a piece of bread. You can't give me something. So Chana, so to speak, I will say, it's so profound and so beautiful. Chana pushes her way into the palace. She pushes her way into the palace. She pushes her way ultimately in front of the king. And she says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all I'm asking you is for something so simple. Just give it to me. Imra otira. So we'll say so again. So the pasuk, the lashon of the pasuk is imra otira. If you go ahead, it's redundant. In other words, if you see imra otira, if you see, you will see. She's talking to Hashem. So what's the pshat? Amr Balazar. Amr Chana Fnei Chodesh Baruch Hu. Chana said to Hashem, Ribono Shalolam, Imra'a Mutav. If you see my suffering and you give me a child, good. Ve'im Lav, Tira. And if not, you will see. So don't try this at home. This is Chana almost like Kiviyachol, like threatening HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a certain. If you see my suffering and you take care of me, fantastic. If you don't see, I will make myself seen. I will make myself seen. How am I going to make myself seen? So listen to this. So listen to what Chana threatened. Chana threatened, she said, listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to seclude myself with another man in the presence of my husband and thereby become a sota. A sota. Now remember again, a sota is a woman who is suspected of committing adultery. Now again, remember I will say, now obviously the process is a bit more complicated than the way it's being spelled out over here, right? Husband has to warn his wife not to be alone with a man. Certain man, she's alone with that man for long enough for something to occur. So Chana said, I want to make myself a sota. I promise you, if you don't give me what I want, I'm going to make myself a sota. And what's going to happen? And since I'm going to become a sota, remember again, I will say, once a woman is a sota, the only way out of this process is for her to drink. Well, either she could admit that she's an adulteress, or she could drink. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you will not make your Torah false. Shene'emar v'niksa v'nizra azera. So I will say, this is incredible. The pasuk says that literally, if it turns out that a woman did not commit adultery, and she was dragged through this process, but she didn't do anything, the water, the sota waters, act as a bracha and ultimately allow her to conceive. So Chana says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give me this child, or I'll get it a different way. I'll make myself a sota, I'll drink the waters, and again, you're not going to make your Torah false, so that I'll become pregnant from the water, not become pregnant from the waters, but the water, I'll drink the waters, that will enable me to become pregnant. So Gemara says, Hani chalamando amar, im haisa kara nifkedes, shapir. So now we're going to see there is a machlokis about what happens if an innocent woman drinks the sota waters. So this works well according to the opinion that says that if a woman was innocent, and then she drank the water, that she could become pregnant. So Elaman do Amr Mhaisa Yoledes Pitsar Yoledes Bri Mhaisa Yoledes Pitsar Yoledes Bereva. So also, but there's another opinion. Another opinion says the waters do not act as like a fertility treatment. What the waters affect is essentially makes the woman's life easier. In what respect? If she normally had a difficult labor, now she'll have easier labor. Nekevos Yoldos Zakharim. All right, if she had girls, she'll have boys. Shchorim Yoledes Levanim. She didn't have good-looking children, she will have good-looking children. Kitzarim yoledes aruchim. She had short kids, now she'll have tall kids. So Michael Gemara, so we'll say, so according to that, what was Chana saying? The Jewish Gemara says, Disanyo v'niksa v'nizra zera. Pasuk says, if the woman is innocent and she drinks the mesota, so literally v'niksa, she'll be cleansed, v'nizra azera, and seed will take hold in her. Malamed shim haisa keres tefkedes, the Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that aloha l'maisa, if an innocent woman drinks the sota waters, then Enachinami acts as a, and she was infertile. It acts as a fertility treatment. These words, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Imkein, Yelchu kol ha'akaros kulan v'yistatru, v'zu shelo kilkala nifkedas. So Rabbi Akiva says, it can't be. We'll say, why can't it be? Because the truth is then, this would be exploited by every single woman suffering from infertility. In other words, I will say, a small price to pay for him to be able to have a child. Ella Malamid, so rather Rabbi Akiva says, you're right, it didn't act as a fertility treatment. Rather, Ella Malamid Shim Haisa Yoledes Bitsar Yoledes Berevach. Rather, what do the waters do? If normally she had a difficult pregnancy, she had an easy pregnancy. Kitzarim Yoledes Aruchim, Shchorim Yoledes Levonim, Achad Yoledes Shnayim, right? Right? She only had one kid, she would have twins. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, my Imra Otira. So what is the meaning of Chana's double Lashon? Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam. So we'll say, that's just, in other words, don't read into that Lashon. The Navi's just using the way that people speak. And again, at least in biblical Hebrew, people would often repeat a word twice, Imra Otira. So I just want to point out that that there's a lot of profundity in this Gemara. First again, I will say, just in general, the sensitivity that one has to have when people are suffering with infertility. You know, you see the pain that Chana is going through. As I will say, for Chana was a tzadekes. So for a tzadekes to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you either give me this kid, or I'm going to set myself up as an adulteress. I'm going to set myself up. You see almost like it's almost like desperation. There's a desperation that's there. So I'll say, so it's important because, you know, sometimes, not intentionally, but often we don't necessarily exhibit the right level of sensitivity to people who are struggling with fertility. You know, you'd be surprised how many times people, not even realizing, are complaining about carpool or complaining about their kids or complaining about that. And you never know who the person you're talking to is. And, you know, every time there are people in this world who are yearning and pining to drive carpool. In other words, I know it sounds strange, but like would wish they could have those kind of problems. So the Chazal are sensitizing us to how careful we have to be when we talk to people who are struggling with different life issues. Well, so you also see something amazing. You see something that the greatness of Chana was. She, you know, a lot of times in life we want to accomplish something, and we want to accomplish it so long as it's not too difficult. And the moment it gets too difficult is the moment it's okay. I tried. I put in the effort for 2.5 minutes. You know, I really feel like I exerted myself. Now I'm done. I would say what Chana teaches us is if you want something in life, and it's meaningful, and it's beautiful, and it's holy, and it's good, you pull out all of the stops. Now, don't do this, right? Like I'm saying, this is an extreme example. I will say, with this Musa Haskell, so many times in life, we don't accomplish the things we want to accomplish because we don't try hard enough. It's as simple as that. Are there extenuating circumstances? Sure, sometimes. I will say, if we're honest with ourselves, 9 out of 10 times when I don't accomplish something, it's not because of extenuating circumstances. It's because I didn't try hard enough. I gave up. I stopped running the race. I just stopped putting in effort. And what does that tell you? I didn't want it badly enough. Right? I will say, can you imagine, like, no one comes home after, like, can you imagine, like, after a whole day of work and you're starving, you haven't eaten anything, and you walk into the kitchen and there's no food on the counter. Like, oh, you know what? I give up. I'm too tired. I'm not looking for any more food. Right? That's it, right? No one does that, right? Why? Because it's important for me to eat, and so I'm going to find something. If something is important enough to get done, you pull out the stops until you accomplish that particular life objective. Incredible. Let's go back to Bani Amasecha, Velo Sishkach, Es Amasecha, Venasata La Amasecha. So I'll say here, the Gemara says like this. So, Chana, Amra Biosi, Rabbi Chanina, Gimo Amasos Halalu Lama. Lama Amra. Lama Amra Chana. So we'll say it's interesting that Chana used the word Amasecha, your maidservant, 3 times. Why does she use this Lashon of maidservant 3 times? It wasn't incredible. So listen to this. Amra Chana Ve'achadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Shlosha Bidkei Nisa Barasa Be'isha. Literally, again, there are 3 things. There are 3 things that, so to speak, bidke nisa means 3 things that are almost like factors in a woman's mortality in this world. V'armi la, shlosha divke nisa, or 3 things that Chas Hashem could cause her to die. What are they? Ve'eluhim, nida, chala, hadlakas haner. So we'll say, so there are 3, right? There are 3 mitzvos that are uniquely associated with women. So huchos nida, of course, again, that makes sense. Chala. And because again, traditional, again, I will say, obviously, a lot of these things are also societal, not nida. But I'm saying, but so nida is obviously a woman's mitzvah, right? Although there might be some today who say that nida is societal also, I don't know, right? But the ma'isa, it depends or whatever. I'll say, so the ma'isa nida, chala, separation of from the dough, and halakas nero Shabbos. So these are 3 unique mitzvos associated with women. So Chana says, ribono shel olam. Shlosha bitke misa, klum avarti al achas mehen. Hashem Baruch Hu, you hear almost in Chana's voice, again, it's that same desperation. What do you want? What do you want? I've done everything that's ever been expected of me. I've lived up to the expectations. Nida, chala, hadlokas haner, whatever has been put upon me, I've done my part of Kodesh Baruch Hu, you do yours. V'nasat la masecha zera anoshim. And so Chana says, Kodesh Baruch Hu, give me zera anoshim. Now what does zera anoshim mean? My zera anoshim. I suppose it's very beautiful. So Amarav, Rav said, gavra beguvrin. So ultimately again, so Rav said, Chana was asking for a man amongst men. In other words, don't just give me a child, but give me someone who's going to be great. Ushmuel amar, zera shemoshe chnei anoshim. Give me a son who's going to go ahead and anoint two kings. Uman in the son of Ali Shmuel does anoint two kings. What does he anoint? Shaul v'David. Rabbi Yochanan amar zera sheshakol kishnei anoshim. Give me a son who is as righteous as two other righteous men. Uman Inun, who are the, and again, I will say, that's Shmuel. Shmuel was as righteous as Moshe and Aaron. Shnei Amar, Moshe v'Aaron b'Kohanov, u'Shmuel b'Kori Shemov. Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say, Zera Anoshim, Zera Shemov l'Bein Anoshim. Now, what was Chana asking for? Chana was just asking for a regular kid. Give me just a regular kid who fits in. Muvla, literally absorbed amongst men. Ki asr avdimi amar, lo aruch v'lo gutz. Give me a son who's not too tall, not too short, lo katan v'lo alam, not too skinny, not too fat, lo tzachar v'lo gichar, v'lo chacham v'lo tipesh. Not too smart, not too foolish. As I was saying, it's incredible. Chana saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't need to be the mother to the next Gadol Hadar. Just give me a child. Just give me a child. So I was saying, what you see from here is something really amazing. These two totally dramatically different opinions as to what kind of child Chana was davening for, right? On one hand, I will say again, first the school of thought says Chana was davening for a tzaddik, someone who would anoint king, someone who would be as great as Moshe and Aaron. Second school of thought, she was just asking for a regular, well-adjusted kid. I will say, so I think, by the way, it's an incredible metaphor in the journey of parenting as well. You know, it's interesting, you know, sometimes when a child is born, I think especially like with your first child, you know, is like, you have all of these grandiose plans, right? My kid's going to do this. And of course, often it's a projection, right? All the things I never got to do in life, my kid is going to do. He's going to do this, and he's going to have to finish this, and he's going to earn this, and go over here, and do this, and do this. And then something interesting happens. As your kids get older, do you know what the only thing you really want for them in life? To be a mensch, to be happy, and to have a good life. Whether you're the most successful, not the most successful, right? The smartest, not the smartest, the holiest, not. It's interesting how, like, over time, that need fades away. As we get a little bit older and a little bit more mature and see all the different challenges that our children face, I'm just happy if they're muvla bin anashim, you know? Just to be a happy, good, normal, well-adjusted person who knows how to get along with people. So we'll stop over here for tonight. We're not finished. There's still more of Chana tomorrow night. Emir Tz Hashem, Shkoyach. And a good Chodesh.